Chris Holmes is the Director of Integration for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. He was obviously an essential sitter. London 2012 sets out to be the most integrated games in the history of the Olympic movement. That means that the Olympics and Paralympics are going to have equal status throughout. And it's especially potent because the Paralympic Games started in London in the 1948 Games, and that came very much out of the post-war need to rehabilitate many of the soldiers. So it's significant for many, many reasons. And Chris Holmes, in his role, is also an ex-Olympian. He was the most extraordinary Olympic Paralympic swimmer, so a must-have in terms of sitters. Emma Hardy and I discuss ideas about locations. Her work is very much about creating a mood and an empathy with her sitter. In fact, it's a very simple process, but it's the intensity of the contact she makes with her sitter and also the kind of the research she does beforehand to work in such a simple fashion, in fact. So we started by discussing together where she might photograph Chris, and she immediately came up with the idea of a swimming pool, which is absolutely logical, not only because he's an ex-Paralympian swimmer, but also because he's blind, and that sense of another world seemed to work metaphorically as well as literally in his sense. Emma discussed it with Chris, and he was initially hesitant, understandably. There's a sense of exposure as well if you're going into a swimming pool, but finally absolutely up for it. And Emma was very clear about the pool she wanted and researched a private swimming pool in London. I met Emma, and she was working that day with an assistant because she needed to light the pool as well. She generally uses natural light, but obviously in this case it was necessary to bring some other lighting in. Chris arrived and was very generous with his time. He'd taken the afternoon off, and he came with Unity, his guide dog. Chris had described Unity, who's been with him for, I think, 8 years now, maybe longer, as the difference between crawling and flying. So a very beautiful description of a really lovely dog. Unity's a Labrador and loves swimming, so that is the only time that she refuses to take commands from Chris. So it's very important that Unity and I sat at a distance so she didn't literally dive into the pool as well. Would have been a different shot, maybe not the right one. There are moments in this series of work, last year and this, where I spend a lot of time with dogs. I do like them. Emma discussed what she wanted to do with Chris, and her process is so much about empathy and winning the trust of the sitter. And I observed and I listened, and I could see Chris almost, not literally, but almost unfurling from the day. Emma and Chris spent certainly an hour, if not longer, together, Emma on the side of the pool, talking to Chris, and then shooting. And it was very apparent to me this shift in mood of Chris letting go. And I think that is very much what Emma is looking for, the revelation of another version of the self. And Chris, whom I travelled back with afterward, described it as the flow of emotion and mood and the remarkable connectivity and connection that Emma created. It was obviously reciprocal pleasure all round this, and that's to do with many things, not least the person that both Chris and Emma are, but also the time that he gave us, that ability for everybody to feel comfortable with each other. And the final image that we selected is, I think, absolutely beautiful. Emma did ask Chris whether he wanted to be photographed with his eyes open or closed. And he was very clear that he wanted his eyes open. And when I sent it to Chris, Emma said, and I added it to the email, "I feel I've honoured him."